Dictation for James Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, February 768. Address as a letter to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N, N, A-286-A-35. Dear Dr. Reichman, follow-up for Mr. Bennett. This is not a scheduled visit. I just saw him October the 10th. He has a kidney pancreas transplant, advanced renal failure. We are preparing for dialysis. He also has acute myeloid leukemia on treatment. Since I saw him, he was admitted to the hospital from October 18 to October 29th with urinary tract infection of the transplant kidney with gas-producing bacteria. There was emphysematous pyelonephritis, acute on chronic renal failure, but did not require dialysis. He did receive a packet of red blood cells because of severe anemia, but no external bleeding. He is completing antibiotic cefepime. Today is the last day, number 14. Wife is administering. He also has two areas of perianal question abscess, nodules, masses. One of them is draining pus. He's supposed to go back to University of Michigan next week, Tuesday, to see oncology as well as surgeon. The chemotherapy medication has been placed on hold for the time being. Comes accompanied with wife, wheelchair bounded from prior below the knee amputation. Slowly appetite is improving, denies vomiting, denies blood melena, no severe diarrhea. Right now the urine, no further gas producing. He continues doing self-catheterization every 4 hours. There has been some degree of urinary incontinence, which is relatively new for him. No gross blood. Presently, no kidney transplant tenderness, no abdominal back tenderness or fever. He has chronic dyspnea, baseline sleepiness at home. Other review system right now is negative. I review University of Michigan discharge papers. Creatinine went up to 5.49, baseline being middle fours. No invasive procedures were done by urology. Renal ultrasound did not show any perforation. Is my understanding E. coli and Streptococcus bacteria were isolated from blood and urine. An echocardiogram did not show evidence of endocarditis. The antibiotic actually is Rocephin. He was also treated for pneumonia, and there was hypoxemia, presently no oxygen. He was tested for deep vein thrombosis on the left upper extremity. Being negative, this is the site of the AV fistula. Already has seen vascular surgeon locally, Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. There is a minor aneurysm, which is not uncommon in this fistula or graft, does not require any invasive procedures. He normally takes prophylaxis antibiotics, which includes Levaquin, and Hyprex, H-I-P-R-E-X, which is the methamine, M-E-T-H-E-N-A-M-I-N-E. Depending of white blood cell count levels. I review medications. I want to mention that the leukemia treatment has been postponed. That's the venetoclax, V as in Victor, E-N-E-T-O-C-L-A-X. He is on phosphorus binders, bicarbonate replacement, vitamins. They stop vitamin D-125, remains on antiviral, antifungal medications, presently on Lasix in a daily basis. Today, weight around 137, blood pressure 130/70, lungs are completely clear, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, 2+ edema right-sided, prior left-sided below the knee amputation, blind from the right eye, no respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, wheelchair bounded. I was able to look at his rectal anal area. There is some induration, maybe an cyst abscess. I did not do any rectal exam, as he's going to see surgery soon. Next paragraph. And the most recent chemistries, post-discharge, potassium at 5.5, normal sodium, metabolic acidosis of 21, creatinine down to 4.89, glucose in the low side, normal magnesium, phosphorus at 4.8, calcium 8.5, tacro level has been low at 2.4 on purpose because of the leukemia, normal white blood cell platelets, and anemia of 7.8. Recently, he was approved for EPO by oncologist. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure at the time of urosepsis. Next number, emphysematose pyelonephritis of the transplant kidney. Next number, kidney pancreas transplant. Next number, acute myeloid leukemia chemotherapy. Frequent episodes of neutropenia. Next number, urinary retention, continue bladder catheterizations, recent incontinence, which probably represents the recent infection, or large urine output. However, I do not want to change the frequency because of the potential trauma to the area, and I agree with University of Michigan, we do not want an indwelling Foley catheter either. Next number, open AV fistula, left upper extremity, without thrombosis, with an area of aneurysm, which is not unusual. Next number, severe anemia multifactorial, continue EPO treatment, has been approved by oncology to be able to use. Next number, monitor potassium acid base, calcium phosphorus, and PTH for abnormalities associated to kidney disease. Next number, abscess, masses in the rectal area to be followed by surgery. Next number, chemotherapy for myeloid leukemia. Next number, comments. We discussed about starting dialysis. He wants to wait as long as possible He was interested in peritoneal dialysis. I'm concerned, however, with his present condition, chemotherapy, immunosuppressants. He will be at high risk for catheter-associated peritonitis. I will encourage him at home to try home hemodialysis. I discussed this technique. Probably we will start when he is ready in-center dialysis, and then preparing him and wife for cannulation of the AV graft fistula and education. This will provide a better quality of life in terms of controlling diet fluid, minimizing restrictions, avoiding fluctuations on blood pressure, preserving longer kidney transplant function and urine output, as well as controlling better any volume overload, heart and blood pressure issues. Overall prognosis, of course, is very guarded given this situation. He will restart his normal prophylaxis, antibiotics for urinary tract infection based on level of neutrophils, as indicated above. I'm trying to obtain the actual culture report, urine and blood, of the bacteria isolated and the susceptibility to make sure that present medications still remains appropriate. He does have chronic edema, continued present diuretics. He is not at this moment on any respiratory distress and he's off the oxygen. He already has a follow-up visit with me on the next 2-3 weeks that we are going to keep it. We will not change. All issues were discussed at length. Emotional support provided. End of dictation.